Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Will what happened in 2012 repeat itself? Maybe. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. How similar is this game at Duke to the one at the end of the 2012 regular season? And how do the respective teams compare to that year? Well, let's take a look. 10th-ranked Duke stole that first game in Chapel Hill when Tyler Zeller missed two free throws, accidentally tipped the ball into the Duke basket, and stepped back on Austin Rivers' winning three ball. Those miscues cost number 5 Carolina a late 10-point lead and the game. Sound familiar? Duke stole the first game this season when the Tar Heels committed 2 turnovers, missed 4 out of 5 shots late, and were in the wrong defense when Luke Kennard hit the winning three-pointer from the corner to let a 68-60 lead get away. 2012, both teams came into the rematch ranked in the top 6, tied for first in the ACC with 13-2 records. The winner was getting the first seed in the conference tournament and, more importantly, a top seed in the NCAA tourney. It was supposed to be another nail-biter. It wasn't. Carolina led by 24 at the half and completed the 88-70 blowout. "We were overwhelmed by the situation," Coach K said afterward. This year, the teams are ranked in the top 15 with less at stake for the postseason. Duke is playing to get the double bye to Thursday in the ACC tournament. UNC already has it and is playing to win the regular season championship. The Blue Devils will be, at best, a 3 seed in the NCAA tourney. Carolina a 1, 2, or 3. Duke has 1 Plumlee this season compared to 2 Plumlees back then. It has a great sophomore in Lightning Rod Grayson Allen and the ACC's best freshman in Brandon Ingram. In 2012, it had 2 sophomores in Ryan Kelly and Seth Curry and a good freshman in Rivers. The Devils played 7 guys then, and they play 7 guys now. The 2012 Heels started 5 first-round NBA draft picks in Zeller, John Henson, Harrison Barnes, Kendall Marshall, and Reggie Bullock. They were much better than Duke and finally proved it. This year, they have 1 sure first-rounder in Bryce Johnson, but more experience and depth than the Blue Devils, and they need to prove that. Neither game should have been close 4 years ago. One was, and one wasn't. This year, both games should be closer. But the end result will be the same. A party on Franklin Street late Saturday night. This is Archansky. See ya.